So today's daf is Nun Tes. We got to the bottom of Nun Ches Mem Beis, the two dots. So the Gemara three lines up is quoting from the Mishnah, Nis Armala of Nis Garshu. Then to remind ourselves what was going on there. So the Mishnah, back on daf Nun Vav Mem Beis, the Mishnah on the bottom, was telling us that an Almana marries a Kohen Gadol, which is Aser, or Grusha Chalutza marries a Kohen Hedyo, which is also Aser, Min Ha'erison. So if it was a case, I guess the first half we don't really need to know that Mishnah, but I guess we could just discuss it quickly. That if they were divorced or died out of Erison, so then lo yochel chumu. Even though they were only engaged, and then their husband died or divorced from Erison, that's still enough to disqualify them from marrying a Kohen Gadol. But Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Machshir, they permitted this, and then nisarmalu. Onisgarshu. This is the case the Gemara is concerned with now. If they died or they got divorced, minhanesuin psul. So let's say they were married to someone who the women were pasul to. Let's say an almana marries a Kohen Gadol, and then the husband dies, the Kohen Gadol dies, the Kohen Gadol divorces her. And even though she's single, she's pasul. Since she was married once to someone who's pasul to her, she becomes a chalala and may not eat truma. But the Mishnah says, if it's min ha'irusin, if she only got engaged to a Kohen Gadol, and then the Kohen Gadol died or divorced her, then she'd be still kosher.
So only she still marry a Kohen.
Exactly. And eat truma.
A regular Kohen.
Right. And also eat truma if she's a bas Kohen.
And she
she's only disqualified from the suin, not from ha'irusin. That's the klal the Mishnah says. So the Gemara on the bottom of Nun Ches Mem Beis says, Boy minei Rabbi Yechiya bar Yosef Mishmuel. The following question was posed to Shmuel. Kohen Gadol shekidish es a ketana u'bogra tachtav. Kohen Gadol marries a ketana, and then only kedushin erusin, the same thing, but no nisuin yet. And then she becomes older, she becomes mature, she grows up before nisuin is complete. So what's the halacha? So Rashi just tells us on the bottom of Nun Ches Mem Beis, the very last line, u'bogra tachtav b'mei erusin. While being engaged to each other, she becomes older, a bogeris. The Kohen Gadol also be Bulgaris. Kohen Gadol may not marry Bulgaris. He may not marry someone who's older than 12. Like the Mishnah tells us, she has to marry someone who's either a Ketana or under 12. Someone under 12. She becomes a Bulgaris. While. Yeah.
Always?
Yeah. Because he has to marry a Besula. So above that, the Gemara is going to explain, above that age, so she may not be considered a Besula anymore.
Well, we never learned this till now.
We did not learn this. We didn't discuss
ever,
this.
I'm
yeah.
I'm saying in the whole. I don't remember listening.
It's only Rashi saying this.
Right.
What?
Forget about the Gemara.
It's only Rashi saying.
That's the only place we've heard.
Yeah, but I'm sure Rashi got it from
the Gemara. Well, we'll see in the mission. The mission is going to tell us this.
The first time I heard it in my life.
Yeah, so this is. So that's the halacha. So again, the question becomes, the Gemara asks, if the Kohen Gadol is engaged to a Ketana, but before Nisun is performed, she becomes a Bulgaris. He's not allowed to marry Bulgaris. What's Allah? Is he allowed to complete Nisun? Or do we say that now that she's a Bulgaris, they have to end the relationship? So the Gemara on the top of the New Testament office explains, what's the Allah? Basa Nisun Azlinim. Do we follow Nisun? Or Basa Erisin Azlin? Or do we follow Erisin? So Rashi explains, top line of Rashi, Ma'al Konsa Misha Bogar Allah. Can he complete the marriage while she's a Bulgaris or not? Basa Kicharashi says the Erisin Azlin. We go based on Erisin Visharulai, and at the time of Erisin she was a Ketana, so you can complete the Nisuin. Everything follows after the Erisin. Or Basa Nisuin Azlin. Do we go based on what she is, the ages right now? V'chemin de Bugra Asirulai. And since right now she's a Bogaris, she's Aser. That's the Shiloh that was posed to Shmuel. So Gemara answers Amrlei Tanisua. There's a Mishnah, the Mishnah that we quoted, the Mishnah Dafnun Vavam and Beis, which tells us the answer. What does the Mishnah tell us? If the Almana, let's say, or a Grusha marries a Kohen Hedyo, or Almana marries a Kohen Gadol, and Nisarmalu or Nisgarshu Nisuin, if after getting married, then her husband dies, a Kohen Gadol dies or divorces her, Psula, she's Pasul, because Nisuin alone disqualifies her, makes her into a Chalala. But if Mina Erison, if it's from the engagement period and then the Kohen Gadol dies or Kohen Gadol divorces her, this Almana, then Ksher, she still has the status of a regular woman and can marry a Kohen. So what do we see from this? What does that do with our case here? So Rashi explains, Minha Erison Ksheris Alma Bipsul Kuna Basin Asun Azlinam. When it comes to all Psulim regarding Kuna, it's going to always file in the suin. Midilo pasal amana shinis aris lekohen gadol v'meis. Since the only time an amana who marries a kohen gadol is going to be disqualified is only if nisuin is performed, not if erisin, but only nisuin. So you see that nisuin is what creates psulim. So to hear, they want to suggest that we go based on nisuin when the kohen gadol marries this bogeres. If right now you look at Shas Nisun, that's the key factor, and she's a Bogeris, it's also for him to marry this Bogeris. So Gemara says, this is not such a great riot because there are two different cases. Amulei, l'shavya chalala, l'kumibayle. In order to make the Amana, in the case of the Mishnah, Daphne and Vav, to make her into an psula, we never had a Shaila. We knew as Pashit that only Nisun could make her into a chalala, not Erisim. But our question was, when we asked the question was, Isha b'psula yikach. When it says the Kohen Gadol, the entire pasuk says, and this is Parshas Emor, it says, v'hu Isha b'psula yikach. So when the Kohen Gadol marries someone, he has to marry someone who's a b'sula. So how do we understand this halacha of b'sula? Do we say, the Gemara explains, my kicha, the kedushin bainan? Kicha is typically kedushin. So as long as she's a b'sula, b'shas kedushin, that's enough, even though she becomes a bogeris. Or maybe in this context, kicha means marriage, and she has to still be under boger. She has to be a katana or nara, even during shas nisun. That's the shaila. So just look at Rashi for a second. How do we learn from the word besula that bogeris is disqualified? We're talking about a bogeris. Who's bogeris could still be a besula. Bogeris is someone over the age of 12. All the pasuk requires is you to marry one who was a besula, but not necessarily a Bogeris is still be a basula. So the Rashi writes, actually Rashi doesn't really write anything here. Okay, did the Gemara explain? I don't remember the Gemara. We'll see if the Gemara explained. Let's look on the side here for a second. Okay, nothing on the side here. Okay, so either way, we're assuming right now that a Bogeris, by definition, cannot be a basula. Either means she's getting too old and the basulim are falling out, or maybe Basula is being understood somewhat differently here. But either way, we see from this, the Shaila is a Kicha in the Pasuk by the Kohen Gadol, the marrying of Basula. Does Kicha mean Shas Kedushin, like in general? Or does Kicha here mean Shas Nisun? She has to be a Ketana, a Basula, even Shas Nisun. So the response is, Hanami Tanisua, that's also Mefurish Mishnah. This Mishnah tells us that Iris Es Ha'almana, V'nismana Lios Kohen Gadol. Interesting case. The Kohen Gadol gets engaged to a woman. The woman happens to be an almana, but a kohen gadol is allowed to marry an almana. But after engaging her, so then he becomes appointed to kohen gadol. So what's halacha now? Now that he's a kohen gadol, he's not allowed to marry an almana. So could he go through the nisuin or not? So the mishnah paskins yichnos, you're allowed to continue. So we see from here that it all goes based on shas erisin, not shas nisuin. That's the proof the Gemara wants to bring. It's all shas erisin. And here too, in our case, the question above, the person married engaged to a katana, and then she becomes a Bogeris, one would be permitted to marry, follow through, because it all goes based on Shas Erisin. That's what the Gemara initially thinks. But then the Gemara says, not true. You can't bring me a raya of the case of a person, a Kohen Hedot, who becomes appointed to Kohen Gadol. Because Shiny Hasam, there it's different. Dichsev Yikach Isha. Yikach Isha. It says, look at the pasuk on the side here, whoever has it. It says, Almana Ugrusha V'chalala Zona Es Eila Lo Yikach. This talking about a Kohen Gadol cannot marry any of these. Kim Basula me amav yikach isha, has to marry a Basula. The sentence says yikach isha. So what's the drasha here? Look at Rashi. Rashi writes shiny halsim dichsev isha ki im Basula me amav yikach isha. Rashi explains further. V'hai isha kari yiserahu. It's an extra word. We know we're talking about a woman here. Umine marvina lekama bepirkan. We're going to learn this in a couple of days from now. Dim iris almana v'nismana lekheos Kohen Gadol yichnos. This extra word isha is coming to include this very specific case of the Kohen Gadol who engages an almana, and then he becomes a Kohen Gadol. He's allowed to marry such a woman because the extra word isha. That's a special gzeras hakasav that follows shas erisin. But you can't bring me a raya from there in our case of a woman who becomes a katana into bogeris. Who says that's necessarily permitted? That's going to follow shas erisin as well. So Mar says, what's the shaila? Hachanamiks of isha. It also says, when it talks about marrying a basula, the different psukim. You know, that's the question. Gemara says also by the marrying a basula, it says, "Vehu isha basula ikach." So the word isha is extra. So that word isha is extra. That word isha should also come to include a case where the woman goes from a katana as erison during shas erison, and she becomes a bogeris b'shas nisun. Whereas no, the word isha that appears by the basula is not extra. It's needed for another one, achas v'loshtayim. The special gzeris akasav that the Kohen Gadol is only allowed to have one wife, he may not have two wives. Mind you guys, this is my first drasha here. Okay, interesting. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Marisa, so what do you think? Marisa, why when it comes to the word Isha by the Amana, we're saying it's Heter, and we're not going to include a Bogeris. Let's say the opposite. Maybe you should say that the word Isha comes to include a Bogeris and not include one and two.
On the second pasuk.
Exactly, the second pasuk. Right, we have two options with Isha. Isha either could be by the Busela, Bisuleha, either could mean one wife, not two wives, or you can make a Joshua to include a Katana who becomes a Bogeris. Why are we going that direction? So Gemara answered, Ha Ishtani Gufa, Ha Lo Nishtani Gufa. One is where the woman changes, one where the woman doesn't change the body. Rashi explains, Ha Ishtani Gufa, Bogeris Nishtani Gufa Min Erisun L'Nisun. She completely transforms. Almana Lo Nishtani. So since the woman's transforming, it's hard for us to say that she's going to go Baser Erisun. She's a completely different person, if you will. But when it comes to one versus two, it has no shaykhas to each other.
Sounds like it's not as opposed to one versus two, as opposed to the case of Almana where he's in Smana to be a Kohen Gadol.
So the shaykh really was then, why do we use Isha to exclude Bogeris and to include Almana? That's the shaykh. Uh-huh. Okay, so in the end of the day now, I don't think we have an answer here. For the question that was initially raised, we don't have an answer as to if the katana goes from a katana to Bogeris. We didn't come up with an answer, right? Or are we saying the fact that you had exerced the cause of Isha by the case of Almana, Shinismana, Dafka there, because exerced the cause of is the Shas Erisim, and that would seem to imply elsewhere it goes based on Nisun. Maybe that's the conclusion of the Gemara.
That it's okay, or that it's, in the meantime, they weren't able to answer.
Right, but maybe we have to, since the Gemara ends here, maybe what it's saying is, since by the case of an Almana who married Kohen Hedyot, who then was Nismana to Kohen Gadol, we say that he's permitted to marry her.
Right.
Because Dafka there, the extra word Isha, tells us you could go based on Erison. And since during Erison it was permitted at the time, the special Gzeres HaKasev. That might indicate anywhere else where there is no such gzeres hakasev, it would not go after erisin, it would go after nisuin.
Right. So then she shouldn't.
Exactly. Then should. Maybe that's what the Gemara is concluding.
It seems like that.
Right.
Because it sounds that way.
Yeah.
Right. Because it's basically saying no. This is a different case because the katana might changes her body.
That's why
the pasuk we learned the pasuk uh-huh. Katana. So it seems that the last thing that they say is yeah we learn it, but we don't learn it on katana, so he can't.
That's what Tosas says. I look at Tosas how lo shtani gufa. Tosas writes kodem nisun achash nismana lias kohen gadol. The woman in the case of the kohen head of becoming appointed kohen gadol, she doesn't change at all. She stays the same. It's so too if he engages a bogeris or a katana who then becomes a bogeris, then becomes a kohen gadol. The dafka nismana v'acharkach bagra hu d'lo yichnos. Only if he gets appointed kohen gadol and then she changes d'lo yichnos d'nishana haguf achash nismana. So that seems to be the case that you are not allowed to marry a woman who changes nishana gufa. Okay.
That's because we are concerned that she might lose her besulin even without bia.
Right. The aging itself might remove the besulin, right? Which I think the next part of the Gemara might discuss. Okay. Tosas does talk about other issues. We're going to see in the Gemara going to raise some of these. So the new Mishnah tells us, Kohen Gadol lo yisa almana. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an almana, as we know in Mefurish Pasuk. But Bain Almana min Erisin, Bain Almana min Nisun, whether or not she was widowed from a marriage or whether she was only widowed from an engagement period, Either way, she's going to be considered a almana and asur to marry a kohen gadol. Then the Mishnah says, "V'lo yisa es habogeres." He may not marry a bogeres, a woman above the age of 12. The Gemara is going to explain. And Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, machshirin bebogeres. They permit one to marry the age above the age of bogeres, which is above 12. "V'lo yisa es mukas eitz." That's asur according to, I believe, both pins. And mukas eitz is a situation where she herself had removed the basulim. So that would have the same din as a bogeris or a bu'ula. Even though she's not lemaisa bu'ula, it would have the same din because you require basulim, and in this case there's no basulim. So says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan quotes from the Braisa. Almana lo yikach, says the Pasuk, Almana lo yikach, you can't, the Kohen Gadol may not marry an almana. So the Gemara darshins, bein almana mina erisin, bein almana mina esun, whether or not she's a widow from marriage or a widow from an engagement period, either way, she's considered almana. Gemara says, "Pshut, that's pretty obvious. Why would one distinguish an almanas and almana?" Gemara says, "Mal the same. What would you have thought? Leilef almana almana mitamar. Maybe you should think this week's parsha. Maybe you should think that it should be a gzer shava from almana by tamar. What does it say by tamar? So look at Rashi. Rashi writes one two words there mitamar. It says the pasuk that viteshev that the whole pasuk on the side here." Right, Vayomer Yehuda l'Tamar, Kalaso Shvi Almana Beis Avich Ad Yigdal, stay as an almana in the house of your father until Shelah grows up. So she was called an almana, and therefore what the Gemara explains, Ma Lahalan, just like by Tamar Minanesuin, she was married previously and she became an almana. Afkan Minanesuin. So too in general, the word almana means only from a nesuin, not from erusin. That's the Havamina. Kamashmalah, and the Brisa tells us that Bein Mina Erusin, Bein Mina Nesuin, she's going to be considered almana and usher to marry a Kohen Gadol. So then the Gemara says, Veim HaChanami. So maybe, who says? What's the proof? There's no pasuk that tells me that an almana is defined by even an Erusin. Right now, all we have is one pasuk that tells me Tamar was an almana from Nesuin. How could the Brisa come along and just say, by the way, it also applies to almana Mina Erusin? Bring me a proof. There's no pasuk that tells me that way. So the Gemara says, Dumya de Grusha, because it's similar to the case of a Grusha. That just like Ma Grusha, someone who's divorced, Bein Min HaNisun, Bein Min Erisin, whether divorced from a marriage or divorced from an Erisin, she's called a Grusha and also to marry Kohen Gadol. Af Almana, Bein Min Erisin, Bein Min Nisun. So too, the same definition Almana applies whether or not she was widowed from a marriage or from Erisin alone. So look at Rashi, where do you find the connection to Grusha? Who says that the definition of Grusha and Almana have to be the same? So Rashi says, Dumi de Grusha. Ubegrusha pshitales. It's obvious by grusha that it applies bein min erusin bein min nisun. The stamahi the less the chalamelef kedil finun gzer shav ba'almana. There's no havamina to say it only applies to one or the other. There's no such pasuk in the Torah that tells me it's only this way or that way. So that's pashut that grusha applies across the board. Tosas writes, Dumi de Girusha. Tosas writes, Vim tomar adraba grusha dumi de almana dafka min nisun. Maybe learn the other way around.
Right.
Maybe learn Nisuin is dafka by Amano is dafka by Nisuin, like Tamar, and learn Grusha from Nisuin. The Yeshlamar de Lachumra Makshinin. Whenever we have a Hekesh, we always go Lachumra. He quotes Gemara Dafches, which I don't remember. The Ode, Amari, the Grusha Havia Afina Erison, Kimo Grusha the Kohen Hedyot. So he says Grusha in general by a Kohen Hedyot is clearly, he doesn't bring a riot for this really, but. He says that Grusha certainly applies even by Erusin when it comes to Kohen Hedyot. Here too also, in general, Grusha applies Bein Min HaNisun, Bein Min HaErusin.
I don't understand. We are learning Grusha from Almana?
Right. So I imagine, even though Rashi is not explaining this, I imagine because the Pasuk says, Almana u'Grusha v'chalal zona. When it comes to Lo Yikachu, it says. So Almana and Grusha are next to each other in the Torah.
Yeah, but it's isn't like a catch-22. It's saying basically, listen, Almana we don't know. We learn Almana from Tamar, and Tamar was married. So he says, no, well, let's learn from Grusha. But then we're learning Grusha from Almana, so I don't get it.
Right, so first of all, we have, the Pasuk says Almana and Grusha right next to each other. That's the Hekesh,
okay.
Which direction are we going in.
Right.
So the Gemara is saying, the first answer of Tosfos is, why are we going in one direction, not the other direction? Because whenever we have a Hekesh, we always go to Chumrah.
Yeah, but right now we don't know which one is the Chumrah.
No, well, we know Grusha, based on Rashi, Grusha Mistama Grusha applies across the board because there's no reason to distinguish. If you look at them each independently.
Right. Grusha, there are a million reasons why to distinguish. Meaning there's no
there's no limit, source,
there's
right.
No source.
There's no source, right. But by Almana, we have a source that's possible. It only applies to Nisuin. So once we have those two possibilities, we always make a Hekesh. We always, you know, send it in the Chumra direction. So since connecting Almana to Grusha will be a Chumra, we connect it to Grusha.
Right.
Okay. So then the Gemara, the Tudad says, Lo Yisas HaBogeres. The Mishnah had presented a Machlokas. Yeah.
So according to the Gemara, it's Pashut that when the Kohen cannot marry a Grusha, is both Minei Rusim and Minei Nisuin.
Yeah, that's the Gemara since Pashut, right.
That's what for the,
right.
That's
because,
the question.
Right,
because
Rashi...
There is no Pashut that we can learn.
Exactly. Right. So then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah that had the Machlokas, whether or not a Kohen Gadol is permitted to marry a Bogeres. It's a Tanur Rabbanan. The Gemara has this brayso which elaborates. V'hu isha b'vsula yikach. That's a pasuk, a very short pasuk. And he has to marry a woman with a besulim. So what does that mean? Prat l'bogeres shekalula b'sula divrei Rebbe Meir. To exclude a bogeres who we're saying that loses, as it gets older, she loses her besulim. So Rabbi Eleza, Rabbi Shimon, machshirin b'bogeres, they permit one to marry a Bogeres, a Kohen Gadol to marry a Bogeres. What's the machlokas here? So Rabbi Meir Savar Besula Afil Miksas Besula Mashma. So everyone agrees that there's going to be Besulim by Bogeres, but some of the Besulim are going to fall out as she gets older. So the question becomes, before we explain in the Gemara, the question becomes, does the woman have to have all Besulim or just some of the Besulim? No one's going to say that there's no Besulim left. That's not going to be entertained. Just whether you require all or not, or some. So now the Gemara explains, what's the machlokas? Rabbi Meir, who says you may not marry a bogeres, holds, Savar Besula, the word Besula, afilu mixas Besula mashma. That word Besula means, even if they're partial Besulim, that's called a Besula. But since the pasuk says Besuleha, there's an extra yud in there, Adika kol Besulim, it's a drasha that you require all the Besulim. And since bogeres is going to lose some of the Besulim, she's disqualified for being married to the Kohen Gadol. Then he continues to explain the rest of the drasha. Bivsuleha, there's an extra base in the front now. It should be bisuleha. Now, what's bivsuleha? Another drasha, adika, bikadarka in shlokadarka lo. So, only kadarka. So, let's look at Rashi's for the opinion of Rabbi Meir for a second. Look at Rashi bisula, and then we'll do bivsuleha right afterwards. Bisula means, yihavaksiv bisula alone, yikach, mixes bisulam ashmer. That would have implied, as long as there's some bisulam, she is qualified. V'havi mishari bogeres, and she would be permitted, even though she's a bogeres. Hashidichsiv bisuleha, with the extra yud, misasra bogeres demashma deba'inan kol bisuleha. It sounds like you need the entire bisulim to be intact. Then the next Rashi says, bivsuleha, the extra bays, Rashi says, bays yisera demashma hachi lemedrish, b'makum bisuleha. The extra bays is, has to be b'makum bisuleha, dehainu, says Rashi kadarka, only if it's bia kadarka. Im nifsula kohen gadol. If she had be with some another person, she would be disqualified to the kohen gadol. Avav beila shlo kadarka lo. If let's say all of the besulim were intact, and but she had be shlo kadarka, let's say as a katana, that would not disqualify her according to this drasha. To the meisar beula says Rashi shlo kadarka lek lemeimar. You can't ask her with the be shlo kadarka mehaikra. Ulemidrash ad shuk fine. So that's enough to read in the Rashi. So again, Ramei learned you require all besulim. And also, Bish Lokadarka does not disqualify her.
Didn't we say that Lokadarka still makes her as is it is a Maisa's Nus? Because Mishka Veisha a couple of plot ago?
Right.
It still has a din.
Yeah, right.
Zona.
Yeah, so Bish Lokadarka is an interesting Sugya. Sometimes we treat it as a Bia, sometimes we don't treat it as a Bia. The Sugya is a Kedushin about Knas. You might remember the very mayor and like Asar and Nashim, and the last one, it's the first one's Knas or the last one's Knas. I don't remember all them. So it's a very interesting din where it might make her into a zona, but not into a besula. So here you require besula.
With regards to the Kohen Gadol, though, he's an aser to
miznus. Very good. Znus. I believe I asked this question actually.
But I think that's what didn't you mention? That's when you mentioned that this was katana. The katana, that there is no znus in katana.
There's no znus by katana. That's the
no,
answer.
I don't know. But I'm saying I thought that's why you mentioned katana.
We mentioned katana. Because she has all basulim. Because right, Meir says if she's Bogeres, then she's disqualified because she's Bogeres already.
So maybe Katana also is not qualified as Nus.
Possibly. I don't think that's the case, though. Because above the age of 3, already her Bia is considered a Bia.
Bian could still not consider Znus.
Right, it's possible. That is possible. Okay, we'll see. We'll go back to the Gemara and see if it addresses it, this at all. Okay, so then the Gemara says, that's all according to Rabbi Meir, who says you cannot marry Bulgaris because she requires kol basulim. Then Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Asavri, Besula shleima mashma. Besula means shleima, everything's intact. Besuleha afil miksas besulim. That means even partial besulim is enough. That's the Joshua. Bivsula, the extra base, ad shehu kol besula kayamim, bein mekadarka, bein shlokadarka. So then besula means that as long as all the besulim that she needs, which only some of them, she only needs some of them, as long as it's still intact, whether or not it's kadarka, shlokadarka. So look at Rashi. Rashi writes, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Savri, if it just wrote the word besula, shleima, mashra, it would imply you require all the basulim. Umisaser bogeris, and then bogeris would be aser because some of the basulim are going to be removed. Hashidichsev basulah, now that there's an extra yud there, I feel mixas basulim mashma le rabbis bogeris, even if there's some of the basulim are only partial basulim, that's enough. Bifsulah, bezeser mashma, says Rashi, the extra base in the beginning, shete bifsulah shlo avda meham klum ayude bila ben kadarka ben shlo kadarka. Has to be all the basulim that remain, none of them could have been removed by any bia. Whether it's kadarka or shlokadarka, the chayim disrabe bogeres lehatera it's tzirich lemeisa bula shlokadarka. So this is coming to aser. It sounds like that be shlokadarka is going to be aser according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon.
So even though they are makel on bogeres, they are machmir on shlokadarka.
Exactly right. That's what comes out of this. Okay.
Interesting that they learn one extra letter lekula and the other extra letter lechumra, no?
Yeah, because it goes the direction you're coming from. Your initial point, if you require initially basula to mean all basulim, so then the drasha can't add more than that, so it has to go less than that.
And once you go less, then the next one has to go more.
Right. Okay, so I don't see this question being addressed. The Gemara is going to ask your question, not your question, but ask about the fact that she's a bula. Why isn't she also as a bula? I thought I saw someone ask the question of a Znus, though. We'll keep going. We'll see if it comes up. So, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Nivala Shlokadarka, Psula Lakuna. We seem to paskin, like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, that if it's a Bia Shlokadarka, she is disqualified to marry Kohen Gadol. Rashi just explains Psula Lakuna. He says, Kohen Gadol, Shemitzvah al Psula. He has to marry Psula. Avala Hedyot, Afila Kadarka, Kshera, Vein Zona, Elevin, Nivala, Esar La. That's the key there, right there. You see that, Rashi? Vein zona elaha nivalas la'asala. Only someone who's asr to her. So if he had bia from someone who's not asr to her, I think we saw this already a couple of days ago. If he had bia with someone who's not asr to her, it doesn't make her a zona. She's not a basula anymore. She's nivala. She's a ba'ula. But Kohen Hedyot is allowed to marry ba'ula, but not a zona. So that answers the question.
What's it going to say? This is the case where this woman married and she only had bia shalokadarka.
This is a case of not necessarily married, but could even not be married, but she's bia shlokadarka.
Then it's base or no?
Well, I think it means someone who's usher, a person who's usher as opposed to a maisa isser.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the person himself.
You mean
right.
The person
right.
Himself is. Uh-huh.
They just did it through an isser way.
Right.
Like if she were to be with, I don't know, I'm not sure, goy, if a goy classifies for this case. An Eved, Mamzer, right. If she came out of your Mamzer, so
if
then...
She had Bia, if she didn't marry and she had Bia, Dark of a Mamzer, that would be a Zona.
Right. Or an Erva, let's say, also, I guess.
An Erva, right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So the Gemara asks now, Mesa, so we have right now a two-way Machlokas, whether or not you require, whether Bulgaris is permitted to marry Kohen Gadol or not. It depends on whether you require all Basulim or not. And Machlokas 2 is whether Bishlo Kadarka is going to make her a Be'ula with respect to marrying Kohen Gadol or not. So Mesiv Rava asks, V'lo Siel Isha. So this is a Pasuk talking about, look at the whole Pasuk on the side, V'nosav Isha Shochev Imo L'Avi Anara, Chamishim Kesef. This is talking about a case where a man rapes a woman. So he has to pay the father 50 silver coins, and Lo Siel Isha, Tachas Hashina lo yuchal shachal kol yomav. He has to marry her. It's a mitzvah deraisa to marry this woman who he raped, and it's an issa deraisa to divorce her. So what does this mean? Lo siya liisha. So Rava says, based on this drasha, biisha haruya lo has to be, if he rapes someone who he's roy to marry. But let's say prat la amon lekohen gadol, for kohen gadol, Rachman Latzlan rapes Almana. Anyone who rapes is a Rachman Latzlan, but he rapes Almana who is Aser to, or a Grusha Vechalutza Lekoin Hedot, any of those cases where the woman ends up being Aser to him, that he does not have to stay married to her. There's no mitzvah of Lo Siel Isha. So, Hechidami, what is this case here? Ilema Bekadarka. If it was a situation where the rape took place Bekadarka, so my Iri Mishim Almana, so why do you have to talk about Almana marrying Kohen Gadol? Typically, mishum dehavilei beula. Since she's a beula now, the Kohen Gadol raped this woman, so she's a beula now. If it was kadarka, it's a beula, and he can't marry her now because she's a beula. He's only allowed to marry a basula. So elalav is not talking about a case shelo kadarka, and it's a case of shelo kadarka. And the only reason why the Kohen Gadol can't marry her is mishum almana in mishum beula lo. The only reason I can't marry her is because she's an almana. But the fact that she's a beula now, that's not asatur. So we see from here that a bish lokadarka does not make a woman into a bu'ula. That's what Gemara says. Gemara answers no.
It says bedarka ma'ira. We just said that this is the case where Kohen Gadol was me'anis, right? Was
yeah, me'anis, exactly. He's me'anis a woman.
Right.
And so he has to marry her, this woman, right. Normally.
So I understand. So, okay.
So normally it's only someone who you're fit to marry,
right.
But let's say a case of Kohen Gadol rapes a almana, he's not allowed to marry her. So if that were the case, so before we get to that point, even since he can't marry a almana, so there's no mitzvah of lo sielisha. This halacha doesn't apply. So now the Gemara wants to know what's the case of an almana le Kohen Gadol. If it's a case of where there's a bia kadarka, he raped her kadarka, so. There's another reason why I can't marry her now. Not only because she is an almana from her previous marriage, but right now
we don't need the pasuk to teach us that because it's obvious. We're trying to figure out what's velotia leisha, meaning what's the limud.
We want to know the case almana lekohen gadol. What's the case of almana lekohen gadol, whereby why is he usher to marry her?
Right. What I'm trying to say is that we need something that's new because we're trying to learn something from the pasuk, and it cannot be something that's obvious. Is that what it was saying? No.
No, I think the pasuk says lo sil isha, so I'm not sure if it's an extra word or not, but we're saying it has to be someone who could be an isha, could be a wife to you.
Okay.
As opposed to if there's a man and woman who would not be allowed to marry each other, that wouldn't have these halachas of
right.
Being forced to marry her. So we said Amana l'Kohen Gadol is an example of this. So what's the case of Amana l'Kohen Gadol? So if it was a bia shlo kadarka, if it was a bia kadarka, So then he's ushered, the Kohen Gadol is ushered to her, not only because she's an almana from a previous marriage, but because right now she's a bula and he can't marry a bula. So that can't be the case. Because otherwise the Gemara would have said there are two reasons why he can't marry her, because she's an almana and she's also a bula. So it must be a case where the Kohen Gadol is ma'anes her, bish lo kadarka. So if it's bish lo kadarka, so the Gemara says the only problem of marrying this woman is because she's an almana from a previous marriage. But there is no problem with marrying her because she's a current bula. So you see that even though there's a bia shelo kadarka, she is not considered a bula. She still is considered a basula. And the only issue to marry her now is because she's an almana, but not that she's a bula. She is not a bula. So there's a raya for the opinion of Rabbi Meir that bia shelo kadarka does not make her a bula. So the Gemara responds on the top of New Testament Bays, Ha'mani, who authored this braisa? It must be the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir himself holds that you're right, bia shelo kadarka does not make her into bula. But Rav, Damar Rabbi Elazar, Rav holds like Rabbi Elazar that Bia Shelo Kadarka does make her into a Bula. Right? So in essence, we have a Machlokas. The Bryce we just brought, which says Bia Shelo Kadarka doesn't make her into Bula, that goes according to our mayor, who in general holds Bia Shelo Kadarka doesn't make her into Bula. When Rav Paskin above that Nivela Shelo Kadarka is Psula the Kuna, Rav held like Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon that a Bia Shelo Kadarka does make her into a Bula.
Because one considers Bia Shelo Kadarka Bia and one considers Love Bia, or there's other reasons?
I think either one it's a Maisa Bia, but doesn't make her into a Bula necessarily.
Okay.
So bula might have to depend on, it sounds like the drasha, b'makom b'sula, makes it into a bula. It's not b'makom b'sula. Right. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Ikra b'lazar, if Rav really holds a Rabbi Elazar, so my irya, so this is your question now, so it was asked the question. My irya mishum bu'ula, tepik le dehavi le zona. So why do we say, which case now? Look at Rashi, v'rav, two lines down, v'rav, damar psula krebi alazar, he holds like Rebbe Elazar, that's why abish lokadarka makes her an abula. So let's say, why is she disqualified because she's a bula? I have another reason. When Adam asked, let her be disqualified because she's a zona now. Now that she had the znus, she'd be a znus, she's asked to coin gadol for another reason. Not because she's a bula, even if she wasn't a bula, she'd be asked to be din znus. So Gemara says, Dehama Rebbe Elazar, panoi, because Rebbe Elazar in general holds that panoi, Baal Pnuya, Shelo L'Shem Ishus, Asa Azona. Even though in general we mentioned Rashi before that a this will not, a Pnuya and a Pnuya would not make her into a Zona. It's only a person who's Asa to them, as a Cheft, if you will, as a, like an Erva. But Rabbi Elazar in general holds, no, whenever there's a Maisa Isser, even though they might be permitted to each other, technically speaking, they could get married to each other if they wanted, if it wasn't through marriage, there's a Bias Nus, that would make her into a Zona. So if we all, if Rav holds like Rabbi Elazar, take Rebbe Elazar the whole way through. And the two reasons why Abish Lokadarka is going to disqualify her from marrying a Kohen Gadol. One is because Abish Lokadarka makes her into Bula. And number two is that Rebbe Elazar holds that a Bia outside of marriage is going to make her into a Zona. And that's also Asr, of course, to any Kohen, certainly a Kohen Gadol. So Gemara says no. We're going to create a case where there's going to be Abish Lokadarka, but it's not going to make her into Zona, even according to Rebbe Elazar. What's that case? So Amar Rav Yosef, Kigon Shenivala, Lebehema. So, if you're nivela to behema, dehasa mishum beula ika mishum zona leka. So, bia from behema will make her into beula, but will not make her into a zona. So,
she's chayav misa.
Einachanami, einachanami she's chayav misa. But let's say, I don't know, let's say it was completely beshogeg, onus, or something like that. So it should still make her into Bula, but would not make her into Zona. Rashi just says later on, we're going to learn out how do we know Ein Znus L'Behema. For some reason, it's known as Behema, and we discussed already a few times whether or not we view the B.S. Behema as a Bia. We saw this a couple times, I think, already. So here we see that it does make her into a Bula, but does not make her into a Zona. So it seems to be an interesting discussion. Then the Gemara says, Amar Lei Abaye. Abaye says, so that, again, that's the case. She's a Vula, but she's not a Zona, even according to Rebbe Elazar. So Amar Lei Abaye. Abaye says, Mimanoshach. Doesn't make sense. If you're going to eat Vula, have you a Zona, nami have you. Eat Zona, la have you, Vula, nami, la have you. How can you distinguish? If you're going to say that a B.S. Behema makes her into Vula, so Mimela, she has to become a Zona also. And if you're going to say that she's not going to become a Zona, then she shouldn't be considered a Vula either. How can you distinguish between these two? Right. Rashi just says, yeah, Zona Lohavia, if she's not a Zona, Imkain Lav Biahui. I feel the coin god the Mishtari. If we're defining BS Behema as a Bia, so it has to be either to be across the board or it's not a Bia across the board. How could you just come along and distinguish? That was the Shaila to Rav Yosef. So then the Gemara says, Vachitim, if you're going to suggest me did have ya mukatates, shlokadarka. So it's no different than mukatates. Mukatates shlokadarka. So Rashi explains, Vachitim and me did have ya mukatates. Rabbi Elazar, come Rabbi Masis in the Mishnah, Loisa us mukazets. He doesn't. You're not allowed to marry a woman who removed the basulim on her own. It's he by the meimar dafila b'mokazets shlokadarka psula. So we're saying there that she's considered a bula, if you will, but she's not considered a zona. So too by behema, she's considered a bula, but she's not considered a zona. Why is it? If you're going to suggest that, if chitema that, in Cain. Ain lecha keisha shekshera lekuna shlonasas mukatetz aydetzur. Then, if that's the case, you're never ever going to find any woman who's ever kasher to kuna, because there's going to be some woman, every woman rather, is going to lose some of the basulim to its sura, to rock or something. Or Rashi says, really kinuach beis kisim, and going to the bathroom, there's going to be bound to some dam basulim being removed. So mukatzeitz, you can't compare it to. So I'm not sure how they get to the problem, though.
Havamina, so for a moment there, we had a havamina that mukatzeitz shelo kedarka, which is also a problem. But now we're saying that that's not the case. It's only a true bia shelo kedarka.
Now the problem is, but the Mishnah says mukatzeitz is a problem.
It says a kedarka. It doesn't say shelo kedarka.
Uh-huh.
So for a moment there, we're saying, for a moment there where we had a havamina that and Rashi says that for just a second we were entertaining the thought that mukaseitz shalokadarka should be possible, but then it would be every case of going to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like we're not saying that. We're not saying that mukaseitz shalokadarka would actually be possible. It has to be some type of true maisa.
Uh-huh. So mukas eitz, we're saying shloka darka will be fine. And the Mishnah is only talking about mukas eitz kedarka, then we have to say. So why can't we say, but when it comes to behema, we're saying a behema, we're talking kedarka, shloka darka, but behema.
Behema, we're saying shloka darka. But his point is that the two have to go hand in hand, whether it's a bia and whether it creates. Whether it creates znos, you're going to tell me there's another parish of mukas eitz shalokadarka that it's not possible to create such a hechatim. So otherwise, you'd have an issue by someone who might bring herself. So he's still bothered by this. Maman of Shach, there's no precedent. There's no precedent to say that something should work shalokadarka as a bia, but not be not create her, not make her into a zona.
So we'll come down to it. So just to clarify, so mukas eit kedarka is going to be usher. The Mishnah, everyone agrees to that. That's across the board, she'll be usher. Mukas eit shalokadarka is going to be completely mutter across the board. So we have no precedent for saying that to distinguish between within a bia to say it's considered a bula but not considered a znus. Okay, so that's Rava's question to Rav Yosef. So Ella Amar Rabbi Zera. So what's the situation? We're trying to create the situation where there is going to be a bula who's not going to be a zona. That's the shaila. All according, again, it's all within the world of Rebbe Elazar, by the way. According to what we passed, I think, they wouldn't be a zona anyways unless it's someone who's asr to you. But within the world of Rebbe Elazar, we're talking about a panoi to pnuya. Even then will be an isrznus. What's the case of a bu'ula who's not a zona? Says the Rebbe Zera, bimamenes. What's mamenes? So Rashi explained. We saw this a number of times already. We should know by now. So El Amar Rebbe Zera, read this in Rashi, though. Mishkachas la lahad derav aliba derebe lazar. Dehavi bula vlozona. What's the case of bula but not a zona? Vla amana, she's not an amana either. Where she could still marry the Kohen Gadol in theory. But if she had she not been a bula, lo grusha, b'ketana yisoma hanises lebal. A ketana who had been orphaned, her father had died, and she was married off to the husband from either her mother or from her older brothers. Ubala shlokadarka, and there was a bia shlokadarka. Umiana bo, and then she decided to refuse the marriage and she opted out. Dain kam psul znus v'almonos v'gershin. None of that takes place. She's not a zona. She's not because the bia was actually at the time it was bia's kedushin. And she's not a mana because her husband didn't die. And she's not gershin because there's no need for get. She just opted out and said, I'm not interested in this marriage, and walked away. So you see, here's a case that she's going to be considered a bu'ula, though, even though she's not going to be a zona. There's no bia's znus. And then comes along the Gemara and says, Amar Rav Simi Barchia Nival Behema Kshela Kuna. He argues. He says, in fact, if someone did was Nivala from Behema, one would be permitted to marry a Kohen. So this is not suggesting another answer, is it? There's just Stam, another statement related to a new topic now, not a new topic, but related to BS Behema. So that's the answer. Before that, Mimamenes is the answer of we've created this case of Bu'ula without Znus, and that's why we said above it's a problem only because of Amana, not because of a zona.
So in Rebbe Elazar.
Within Rebbe Elazar, exactly.
That's the Chiddush of Rav in Rebbe Elazar when he says that it's a Nivalo Shalokadarkas Silukuna. He's saying the Chiddush in Rebbe Elazar and he's talking about by the case of Mia.
Exactly. Now again, Amar Rav Simi on the topic of Bias Behema, Amar Rav Simi, Barchia, Nivalo Behema, Ksheir Lakuna. He argues and says, no. A bia from Behema is actually muta to marry a Kohen. So this is more consistent that we're saying, just like we paskin apparently later on, that ain znus le Behema, so too, that means it's not a bia. So too, with respect to her status of being a bula, she would not be a bula either because bia's Behema is la bia.
We said that that wasn't the chiddush of Rav, but it still comes out in Rav Elazar that it's a problem, right? When Rav Simi Bar Chiya is saying Nivla L'Behema K'shera, the Kahuna, what's he arguing on? Because that we just said that wasn't the chiddush of Rav. That wouldn't have been a reasonable chiddush because Rav was talking Rav Elazar that a panoy baal pnuya makes his ona. It's pashut than the the Gemara says nivla b'hema, and the Gemara said no, but it's a maman of shach. The two should go together.
Right, but in that maman of shach, well, we had Rav Yosef who had this line though, who thought there was a distinction. He thought you can't have a beula who's not a zona from a behema. So Mar just clarifying that we don't hold like that. Abai had rejected, yeah?
No, because that was only Rav talking in Rav Elazar. Rav Yosef was teaching what the chiddush of Rav was in Rav Elazar.
Right.
But it's not necessarily the case that others disagree. We were having an argument there within Rav Elazar whether or not that's the case.
Okay.
That Nivalo Behemosh Lokadarka creates a psul. But when Rav Simi Bar Chiya comes along, it's possible he's not even addressing that. He's coming outside of the context of Rav Elazar.
I agree. But I think what comes out Rav Yosef himself, his point is he must think in general that there can be such a distinction. He just applies that to the Rav within Rav Elazar.
According to Rav Yosef, though, it's not necessarily the case in Rav Meir. It would only be in Rav Elazar.
Well, we don't know what he holds, right? We don't know. But he thinks, he entertains such a possibility. Now, when Rava comes and attacks him, Abai comes to attack him with a Maman of Shach, Rav Yosef might just be retract completely on such a concept. And Rav Simi just makes it clear that, no, B.S. Behema la Biahi, and it's not going to disqualify her from marrying the Kohen. A Kohen Gadol, that is. So, Tani Nami Hachi, there's a brisa that supports the opinion of Rav Simi. What does it say? Nivola Lamish Eino Ish. There's Bia from someone who's not a man. Fascinating idea. So, of course, the Gemara, the Psukim tell us that there's an Isser Skila, a woman. Right, Edom Hasra. So, to have be with the Behema, that's going to be Isser Skila, but it will not create her, and she will not be considered a Bula or, it's not a Bia. Very, very interesting.
Yes.
So, this might seem to indicate what I mentioned before. There are a few what we'll call Arayos, which are not necessarily Arayos. And the Mishka Behema might be one of them, where it's not, you get skila for them. It happens to be there's a Maisabia, but it's not a halachic Maisabia. So that might not be considered a Arayos. It's like skila. It's like someone who's Mechal Shabbos gets skila. So B.S. Behema is not a Din of Arayos. It's an Aveiro that gets skila, but Lav Dafka Arayos. So this might be one of the proofs that it's not one of the Arayos. But not necessarily true. Arayos might not be defined by a Maisabia. Arayos might be defined by whenever there's some type of, Bia action, even though it's not halachic bia. But, okay. So then Gemara says, Ki asa Rav Dimi, Amar Maisa Bariba Achas, Betelo, there's one to Maisa in this place with the woman. Shaisa Mechabedes as a bias. She was cleaning bias, which is, I think, a nice way of saying her Oso Makam, I believe. Or it could be even just the actual bias. Actual bias, yeah? Okay. I guess, and she was Virava Kelev, and then I guess she was leaning over while she was sweeping, and Kelev was Ba'alav, Aleha. So Kelev Kofri, big dogs, Rashi explains, these big wolves or something, Mechra from behind. V'chshira, and Rabbi Lakuna, and Rabbi says, you're not disqualified from marrying a Kohen Gadol, it's still permitted in line with what we said above. So Shmuel says, will Kohen Gadol be made Rabbi? Kohen Gadol mihavya? Who's he passing? Kohen Gadol didn't exist during the time of the Rabbi. What's he saying? Oh, by the way, you could go marry the Kohen Gadol. Ella ruya l'kohen gadol, meaning you're permitted to. There, unfortunately, wasn't a kohen gadol during the times of Rebbe, but in other words, you're just trying to tell her that don't worry about it. That was not considered a disqualifying bia. So Amar le Rava mi Pirkin le Rav Ashi. Rava from the place Pirkin said to Rav Ashi, Minaha milsa, Damar Rabbanan ain't znus le behema. What's the source that a bia's behema does not make a woman into a zona? Dechsiv lo savi esen zona. The pasuk tells us, pasuk that appears in the end of I think Kitzetze or so, that you're not allowed to, if a person had hired a zona, given essence of money, that money cannot be used for carbon. That's disqualified. So the drush is v'tanan on this. The Mishnah comments on this pasuk, esnon kelev u'michir zona mutarin. Shenemar gam shem shnayim v'lo arba. So they make a drasha, an essen of a kelev. The pasuk literally is talking about. Here, let's look at Rashi for a second. Essen and kelev. Rashi says she'im amar adam lezona helech tleze v'bali lekalbi. That here is a tle and be ba on the my kelev. Umechir zona shichlev zona b'tle. And he gives her some money or the tle. Mutar l'mizbech, that is mutter to mizbech, the tle is mutter, u'midashari esen kelev al-malav znusu. So the pasuk only talks about when something is transferred for a znus with a woman, that money, that tle, that sheep becomes usher to mizbech. But if it was transferred to be with a kelev, with a dog, the drasha and the mishnah says, that's permitted, that tle is permitted. Why? So we see from here that znus does not apply to an actual animal, only to a woman. And that's learned out from the fact that the shenemar gam shnehem, what's them two? Dafka shnaim, only two cases, v'lo arba, not four cases. Only when dealing with a woman, of switching it with a woman, but not with a animal. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, anusas atzmo, umufutas atzmo.
When we say that Mechir Zana is okay, we mean that he, instead of paying her with a kelev, he just gave her a regular behema. Is that what it is?
No, I thought the case was where you gave her money to for her to be with the kelev.
That's the first one. It's not kelev.
The regular pasuk Esnon Sona is talking about where you gave a tle as a present to be with her as a maizes nos.
Right. Exactly.
And then Mechir Kelev is that you exchanged a tle for a kelev.
You took that tle that was used for the znus.
Oh, it's that tle.
I think so.
And then used for kelev.
Let's see. No, you're right, actually.
No.
Not for, yeah,
right, regular. So I think the first case where it says utnan kelev is v'ma shenitna ketashlum lezona kedei shetirba lakelev. And the second, umichir zona, o v'ma shenitna ketmura lekniyat isha zona. Meaning it's just that, if he paid her with the beima, then it's okay.
Say that again.
If he paid the zona with a behema that's not a kelev, that's a regular behema, not mm-hmm. even a kelev, yeah, that will be fine. Only money is not good.
For I thought in the regular case, the pasuk is talking about if you give a tle to a woman, to a zona, that tle is disqualified for being brought on a mizbech. And so, too, if you take, in general, just a dog, as Adam was saying, a kelev, and exchange it with another tle, that's also aser.
No, mechir zona is actually that, kegon shadam echlif et shivchato shehaita zona betle, meaning that a person sells a zona for a
tle. Yeah, so mechir zona is not what it says in the pasuk. Now we're making drasha.
No, I understand. So okay. The drasha
is... Esna kelev and mechir zona are two
right,
different...
Right, so mechir zona is that somebody sells his shivcha, that's a zona, for a tle, so that tle is
aser. No, that tle is mutter. Mechir zona
is mutter. Right. I'm sorry.
And but we're interested in Essen and Kelev, though.
Right.
Essen and Kelev, you try, yeah. If you give a tle to have a dog as a zona, that would be mutter.
So her zona
she'tibael
le'klav. Yeah, that, yes, correct.
Okay. So then the Gemara quotes the Brayse, Tanu Rabbanan, Anusas Atmo, Mufutas Atmo. Lo Yisa, Mimnasu Nasrim. So let's say the situation that the Kohen Gadol had been Ma'anes a woman or Mefate a woman, so that woman herself, Lo Yisa, he's not allowed to marry her, but Imnasu Nasrim, but if he went ahead and married her, the Nisun is Chal. So let's say Anusas, so what's the reason for that? Rashi doesn't really explain the reason for that. Why it's Chal B'dieved. He's not allowed to marry a woman who's a Ba'ula. So how come it works B'dieved? And then, the Gemara is going to explain this, I believe. The Gemara will explain this.
And that's when he said the Kohen himself did his own.
Yeah. He's ma'anis a woman and ends up marrying that woman, even though he can't marry her since she's a bula. But the evidence works if he does, if it's his own. But let's say it's a case of anusis chaver, mufutas chaver, someone else who had ma'anis her, or mefater, loisa, he's not allowed to marry her. Vimnas, but let's say he does anyway, someone else is anusa, someone else is a mufuta. That's machlokas. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer Havlad Chalal, the children are Chalalim, and Chacham Omer Havlad Kasher. he thinks that children are going to be kosher. So this is going to be discussed in the Gemara to come. So the question is, should we start? We still have 8 minutes. Should we go into a few lines into the next page?
Or should we stop here? We should wait.
Okay. All right, so we'll stop here. David.